Find a store near you.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. I have my kazoos, all these kazoos that I have acquired from being in your studio, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't got the modification, though, I got to figure out how to plug in
the one that comes with the XLR cable so you can plug it into your broadcast equipment.
Yes, I can do that, Richie.
Very cool.
I can do that. The announcement made this past week, draconian is the word that I use. I've not used that. I haven't overdone that word, but it is kind of, in terms of the reality of this school that decided it was going to test 6th, 7th, and 8th graders as if they were high schoolers. Got a lot of response from people about that. Remember we had the guy, I think it was last Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
It was middle of the week.
Yeah.
Whether or not this proposal to conduct random drug tests of students in New Jersey is a Belvedere Elementary. Excuse me.
You okay?
You'll be all right there?
I just had one of those nut bars from Metafast.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I've had this forever and ever. I love to chew on nuts.
Yeah,
as
but
we
you cannot
found out,
digest
Doug
them.
Steffen, well, it's not digest. You got to get them down your throat
right first.
After that, it's okay. But if you look at the list of really good foods for you at DougSteffen.com today, we've put in the top 10 items, and Richie said, well, nothing really new there. Well, it's all together. It's concise. It's clear. Things that you ought to have in your diet every day. And so anyway, I have nuts. I love nuts. I've been eating nuts for a long, 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 long time. And unfortunately, every once in a while, I succumb to the desire to eat them while I'm on the air. So I figured I'd get around that because some of the Metafast snacks now are chunky and have nuts
nut
and
bars,
stuff in them. Yeah, really good.
Good stuff.
So I'm sure I was thinking that I would not get caught by Roberta. I would not get caught by Richie, not get caught by Jennifer, but I'm afraid that I have.
We're always watching, Dougie.
I know you are. Thank you very much.
You can't swallow
and eat. You can't eat and talk at the same time.
I'm just going to move away from that statement.
Yeah, I think we'll, all right, back to the drug test. So anyway, Belvedere Elementary and Middle School adding drug testing drug testing at high school. So this is voluntary. Parents and students have to consent to it. School officials say it's important to note that if a student tests positive, they'll not be suspended or have the results sent to the police. Instead, the students get counseling, would be referred to a rehab facility. So
I think I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I don't know whether I am or I'm not. I'm not sure yet. Let's get a consensus as to what people were thinking, and then we'll figure out whether we agree or not. Here is Joe, who writes into us through the Facebook connection. Any job that gets paid with taxpayer money, welfare, unemployment, things like that, elected officials at all levels ought to get mandatory drug tests. If results show drug use, then no pay. What a savings to taxpayers. The people in many private sector jobs are subject to random testing, so why not the people working in the public sector? Hard to argue that. All right, let's see here. Natasha says, it's time to begin mandatory drug testing of anybody in any position of authority in every segment of society. Then drug testing will be denounced as an invasion of privacy. That's pretty interesting. Al writes, what a warped society. A 12-year-old kid needs an easy out not to feel the pressure to take drugs. That's crazy. I guess developmentally stunted parents who grew up in the 60s are responsible for this. How many people do you know who may be your age who smoke pot? How many people do you know who do other kinds of drugs. It's incredible. And we have this Charlie Sheen thing that seems to, this kind of activity with someone like that who's in the public eye seems to give credence or make it somehow seem okay to do this. And
I don't think anybody thinks it's okay.
I think some people do.
I think people are just separating the funny TV show from the disaster that he is in real life.
I don't know about that. This is definitely from the not okay department. This is a letter that came to me from a listener named Howard, who, I'm taking a deep breath here. This connects to the TSA. I came back from Orlando on Saturday morning, and I was beside myself. Fortunately, I got to the airport a little bit early. I was in a line at the Orlando airport for 1 hour and 14 minutes, waiting to get through this maze, this mess, this ridiculous, just unfathomable stupidity. And we put up with this stuff. I was talking to some of the people in the line.
That's a bad airport anyway.
Oh,
awful. Every time we go there, it's
terrible. And instead of fixing it, it's this kind of stuff that sends people over the top when it comes to the government. They want to not listen to you. There was a fight going on among the agents. They're fighting among themselves, the TSA people, as to whether or not people should go through the new scanner or the old scanner. And while they're having this, I'm kidding you not, there must have been 1,500 people in this line waiting to get through. And this isn't even a busy time of year in Orlando. Can you imagine what it's like during the spring break and the winter break when all these kids are down there? The lack of authority or administrative intelligence or management, my God, these people, it is just... I'm telling you, I watch them start arguing with themselves. I got into the line. My flight was at 11:20, I think. I was in the line at 20 minutes of 10. I mean, I got off the air at 9, took about a half hour to get to the airport, turned the car. Yeah, it was about 20 minutes of 9. And I wasn't through that line until almost 11 o'clock. My flight was at 11:20.
Wow.
I mean, what kind of inconvenience? What kind of stuff?
Yeah, we went there for three or four years in a row. I mean, every time you knew you were going to. Try doing that now with kids and a stroller. Or two strollers.
Yeah, with a lot of family.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and backpacks.
And they're not used to flying.
Oh, man, is that fun.
Okay, well, anyway, I have a story that's sort of associated with that and something that you think that'll send you into orbit. Wait till you hear this. Reality coming up in a moment, 14 after on the Good Day program.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. Education. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Thanks, Steph. With Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Roberta, Jennifer, Richie. So here's the story. This was sent to me by, as I said, a fellow named Howard, who describes his trip back to America from Afghanistan. Flew out of an Air Force base, went through customs, body scanners, all our bags were searched, all of that stuff. Our first stop was Shannon, Ireland to refuel. After that, we had to stop in Indianapolis to drop off 100 of our fellow National Guards people, and that's where this all started. First, everybody was forced to get off the plane, 330 people on the plane, even though it wasn't refueling. Rather than let the people from Indiana get off, we were filed from the plane to a holding area. No means to escape, only a latrine. Important, perhaps, to mention that we were all carrying weapons. Everybody was carrying an M4, and some were carrying M9 pistols, and there were a few machine guns. Of course, the weapons are not loaded. We've been cleared of all ammo well before we got to customs. The TSA personnel at the airport considered making us unload all of our baggage from the secure cargo hold to have it inspected. Keep in mind, this cargo has been unpacked, inspected piece by piece by a customs official, resealed, and had bomb-sniffing dogs give it a one-hour go-over. After 2 hours of sitting in the holding area, the TSA decided not to re-inspect the cargo, just to let us go. Soldiers on the way home from war already been inspected, re-inspected, and inspected again, kept in a secure holding area for 2.5 hours. Okay, whatever. So we lined up to go through security again. This is probably another good time to remind all of you that we were carrying actual assault rifles, some of us carrying pistols. We're in line, going through one at a time. One of the soldiers had his multi-tool, you know, those little things that...
Yeah, like a Swiss Army knife type thing.
The TSA took it away from him when you consider... that
so he can
it,
go through with the M4, right. But he can't take the Swiss Army knife through.
Nice.
Guy empties his pockets, nail clippers. TSA informs the soldier they're not going to allow nail clippers on the plane. The conversation goes like this. TSA guy, you can't take those on the plane. Soldier, what, I've had them since we left the country. TSA guy, you're not supposed to have them on the plane. Soldier, why? TSA, they can be used as a weapon. Soldier, but this is actually a weapon, sir, and he touches the butt of his rifle. TSA guy, yeah, but you can't use it to take over the plane. You don't have any bullets. Soldier says, and I can take over the plane with nail clippers? TSA guy says nothing. And then he says, dude, one of the guys with him, give him your damn nail clippers so we can get the blank out of here. I'll buy you a new set. Soldier says to the TSA guy, to top it off, the TSA demanded we all be swabbed for explosive residue. Everybody failed. Everybody had gunpowder residue. What is the matter with these people? I mean, I say that. What in the name of God is the matter with these morons? There's no excuse for this. 21 after on Good Day.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
15%.
Sam writes, I just want to point out from the perspective of a casual observer that when you get emotional about an issue, some undug Stefanish traits come to the surface. You're a great talk host and certainly my favorite. Listen to yourself, relax, and keep on giving us great radio.
Did he just tell you to calm down?
That makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
Almost every night, I cry myself to sleep. Everybody else so happy, I just sweep, sweep, sweep. But this is real, sweet. Why won't they let me be? Well, I was just one. Come on, you cry for me.
Time for some birthdays to celebrate today. Monday the 31st, Charles Musselwhite. Charles Musselwhite. Why do we care about Charles Musselwhite?
Because big-time blues guy.
Yeah, big bluesy guy.
Big time.
Yep. All right, so happy birthday to him. He's 67 today. Cry for me, baby. Harry Wayne Casey, lead singer with KC. And the Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it.
That's the way I like it.
That's the way I like it. All right, let's see. He's, how old is he today? 60. Happy birthday to him. Why not, right? Bernie Banks' birthday is today. Remember him with the Baseball Hall of Famer, Chicago Cubs guy?
Cubbies.
Yep. Let's see here. Looks like Phil Manzanera, guitarist for Roxy Music. I'd like to have to spell his name, M-A-N-Z-A-N-E-R-A, Roberta. Love.
It's almost like being in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Imagine if he lived in Mississippi. Hi, I'm Phil Manzanera, M-A-N-Z-A-N-E-R-A.
In
Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Yeah, that's very good, Richie. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Richard Gebhardt, former Democratic member of the House. I think he was the leader of the Democratic House. He was a presidential candidate. I actually liked him. I was still on the road chasing these sorts of things when he was running. I thought he was an interesting sort of a guy. Adrian Vandenberg, guitarist for Whitesnake, 57 today. Jessica Walter, the actress, having a birthday today. She's a new TV show I saw, a billboard for her, with George Segal. I can't remember where.
I
saw it in L.A., the billboard in L.A. last week, Jennifer. I don't remember. Yeah, you wouldn't know her if you saw her, Richie. Minnie Driver's birthday is today. Yep, this is the actress. She has two albums out. This song appeared on the TV series Smallville, Hungry.
Oh, she's singing Bruce's song.
Right. Yeah. Crank this up, as you were saying.
Lay down your money and you play your part.
Not bad. Interesting version of this.
Everybody's got
today is Nolan Ryan's birthday. One of the great pitchers in the modern era of baseball, I think, anyway. Let's see. We have Ryan Kinley, bass player for Matchbook. To call them Matchbook. Is there something else
Matchbook.
With it?
Matchbook. Okay.
And it's Justin Timberlake's birthday today, Jennifer. From NSYNC. Yeah, he's 30 today. Born this day, 1981.
That's all he is 30?
30 yep. years old today.
Overachiever.
God bless the guy. 59 past. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's 28 past the hour on good day.
Identity theft is on the rise. Travelers beware.
Especially in the world of wireless, it is a very serious problem.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Guard that laptop like a purse or wallet. Don't leave it open in your hotel room.
You might want to make sure that you have a cable lock for your laptop, which basically doesn't let anybody open it when you're not around.
Travel expert Peter Greenberg says he's vigilant in internet cafes.
Who's sitting next to you when you're sitting at that counter? Who's sitting next to you when you're sitting at that stool who can literally just look over and see you type in your name, maybe even your password if it's not encoded, or even worse, they can read your credit card statements online along with you. All you need is that account number, the expiration date, and that three-digit security code, and you are compromised.
Try to only use your debit card at a bank and don't throw away anything personal in a public trash can. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Good morning, America. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Smart listeners learn a lot by listening, living, and learning to the listen radio. A lot of people call it talk radio. I prefer listen radio because I find it's more helpful to listen. You learn more with your mouth closed and your ears open. Although it's fun to have people exchanging their ideas and that sort of thing. One of the big debates of the year thus far has been a public confrontation about child rearing brought about by this book written by Professor Amy Chua, which has unleashed a whole bunch of self-examination. People who are not doing necessarily a great job, they read these books or they get involved in the discussion. Western culture is not very, it's not very forgiving. We are not as they are. This came about pretty much directly, a result of President Hu being here and then a lot of other discussion focus on the Chinese way of life. This lady was smart enough to grab on to the publicity to talk about how she rears her children. Now, she's Chinese-American, married to a Jewish guy, and she wrote a book about being a tiger mom. It's called A Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. And I think most everybody, if you haven't read it, is familiar with the discussion. Is that correct? Anybody here not familiar with this discussion? So, Western culture, Eastern culture, if you will, this tiger mother and the debate on radio and in television. What basically, some people described what she did as heavy-handed. She used a form of Chinese parenting, and this, she said, is how she was reared. Therefore, she decided to raise her children with this man I don't think they live in New York, but they live in, I think they live in Connecticut. I'm not sure where they live. Not important to the book. So anyway, no television for her children, no pets for her children, You're not allowed to have any grades under A, or you are basically chained to a desk. You can't go. You can't have any parts in school plays. No choice in extracurricular activities. Any instrument that the only instruments that they will allow you in this society, or at least in her family, to play are piano and violin
and kazoos.
And kazoos, right? All right. So anyway, I wondered as we examined all of this stuff and went back and forth, there was. And now I'm trying to put my hand. I saw a really great overview of this, and I'm not able to put my hands on it right this second, and it's not important. I will. I'll find it. It's just another series of comments. And so maybe more importantly, we ought to get the comments of the people around our virtual room here. Roberta, you're sending a daughter to a school that underscores performance.
Right.
So this
but also
would...
academics. They're very strict on their academics.
All right. All right. Can you see anything in any of the choices that were set forth in Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother that you would identify with or think were good for Victoria? Any or all of them?
I definitely think limiting television is a very good thing. Also limiting computer time.
All right.
You know, and monitoring their computer time.
About pets.
I mean, you know, I disagree with that. I think pets really teach children discipline because you have to care for a pet, and it gives them that responsibility. And, you know, we have a household of pets here. And I think also demystifies pets. You know, having exotic pets like we have, like tarantulas, like snakes, teaches them not to fear.
Yeah.
Because so many people are afraid of spiders and they're afraid of snakes and like, oh, my gosh. But if it's in the house, you suddenly see, okay, it's just one of God's creatures. It's okay. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
But when you have, when you live with them, you realize that there's nothing to fear from them. They're just, you know, like I said, they're one of God's creatures. So some of the stuff I can identify with, though I do have a B or better with Victoria.
Yeah.
That if her grades start to slip, we go, okay, what is distracting you from your work? And we're going to have to get rid of some of the stuff. Now, I have stopped her dance lessons. I have stopped her voice lessons for several months at a time when her grades slipped. Said, okay, got to refocus now.
Mm-hmm.
And so she knows that a lot of her freedom to do the things that she likes to do is based on her grades.
Yep.
If you get good grades, if you're doing well in school, well, then if you want to do, you know, this or this, fine. That's great. You can do it. So I think it's just monitoring your kids. It's being involved with their life, knowing what they're doing, and keeping on top of them, but in a loving way, not in an, you know, a militaristic or authoritarian way, explaining to them that this is what I expect of you. This is what I know you can do. So let's say B or better. Look, I know you can get an A, but what I'm looking at is B or better because you are a performer, and, you know, if you get a B in chemistry, I'm really happy. I know that you've worked your tail off. You know, if you get a B in drama, I'm beginning to wonder, you know, okay, you're slipping up here because you're an A student in drama. So, you know, it's knowing where your kids' strengths lie.
Interesting.
I hear Maria disagreeing with me.
No, I don't disagree. I think the thing that I agreed with the most, and my husband and I had this discussion last night, that I am more of a tiger mom than I am a Western mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that Western moms, I think we accept mediocrity. And yeah, maybe your strength isn't in chemistry, but why couldn't she get an A in chemistry? Maybe if...
You got to cut her slack.
I think, and I don't want to make
no
Victoria
slack,
the victim
right.
here.
Yeah.
I think in general... Moms in the U.S. accept mediocrity, and they don't push their kids.
So,
that
may be like mediocrity. True, but here's one of the things that we have that they don't. We have imaginations, we have personality, and we have the ability to create things that they don't. They just manufacture stamp next, stamp
right.
next.
Right, they're very good at imitating.
They're
very, so
they're rote.
Not,
they're into
because
rote.
They have no person. This girl, I mean, all she does is sit there and study. No, she has no social, personal
life. And you kind of miss out on
life.
Street smart.
And no creativity.
Yes, I can play this note
But I still think that we could push our children more. I mean, why do we rank number 20th in the world?
We've become very lazy.
And you know what? I always look at this.
Very lazy. Mentally very lazy.
I am not a rocket scientist by any means, but
no.
I'm very
Wait a minute. Stop the presses. Hold the phone.
Did
just
you just
a
get
second.
The memo?
Headline, Rich McFadden is not, as previously thought, a rocket scientist.
But you know what?
Rocket man, yes.
All those
rocket
years
scientist,
of sitting there watching
no.
Bugs Bunny and right. Happy Days and the television stuff that I probably should have turned off a little more and studied a little harder.
Yeah.
It gave me something.
It
and,
did, Rich.
And, yeah. And no, but I mean, people got to have, you've got to have personality.
You do.
And if
well,
you don't,
you know what,
you're not
going to
make it in this world.
Well, this How world, you're not. Their world, you will. Because
their
personality
will.
Plays no part of what goes on in China. Interesting, related to this, the Chinese government made an announcement last week that they are going to mandate. See, they don't have any. They have no Congress. They have no. They have dictators. They have communist leaders who say this is what you will do. So, the parents in China are going to have legal recourse soon. The new year, the lunar year approaching now, China's civil affairs ministry proposed last week they would require children to visit their parents on a regular basis. It will be law in China. If you do not visit your parents, your children will sue you or be able to sue you.
Ooh.
China's government-appointed leaders say they're considering this proposal, an amendment to the law passed a few years ago on the rights of the aged. The suicide rate for elderly people has tripled in China, and that's mostly because there's such a disconnect between Chinese families, which is the opposite way of how it used to be. China
yes.
was very much like Europe. Families all lived together.
Right, they move people in.
Right, and then they stopped doing that. That was Western corruption, as Western mores and standards became more of the mm-hmm. bill of fare. I told you, when I went 10, 11 years ago, they all laughed about Western corruption, but they really weren't laughing. And so there's a lot of that sort of thing to be considered. All right, some input from other folks here as we continue. What do you think? 800-510-8255. How are you doing with your children? Proof is in the pudding. The children good, happy, healthy? Are they I was talking to somebody yesterday, a fellow that runs the garage where I bring my heavy equipment that we can't work on the farm. I brought some tractors and trucks and stuff up there, and he was decrying how hard it is for him to find help. He's very busy now because he runs a big towing business in addition to running a really good garage. And he has everybody out working, some of them during the snowstorms, 24 hours a day, 3, 4, 5 days in a row. He has one kid that came to work for him. He's 24 years old. He worked 41 hours, and he said he was too tired. He had to go home. And this guy says to me, what are we doing? What are we producing here? You know, knowing full well he works the way I do. He's up at 4 o'clock every morning, works hard. His choice for sure. But who's coming along that can do this, that is, in a matter of speaking, the norm? We all work to get done what we have to get done.
Mm-hmm.
People today don't want to work. They expect it. There's an entitlement mentality that we have in this country, and that's what we ought to be focusing on, at least in my opinion. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story, gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Glad I don't live my life listening to that thing. We'd all be, excuse me, at the end of a rope, which we would have put around our own necks. Anyway, we're talking about the tiger mom, the parenting style of Americans and Asians and what works. Here's a fellow calling in with a story about an Asian classmate who was handled rather harshly by his parents.
Listen, I went to high school a few years ago, and I played lacrosse, and we were all in the locker room, you know, after lacrosse one day, and we're all, like, telling stories about how much our parents sucked. This kid, Lee, you know, he was very quiet kid, very smart, college-level classes. Anyways, so he asked me, you know, what's the worst thing your parents has ever done to you? And he said, well, I got a B in one of my classes, and this was during the third quarter of high school, and he said for the whole third quarter of high school, he had to be promptly in the attic at 8 o'clock doing his homework by flashlight. And we were so shocked and appalled, and we were just like, are you kidding me? Your parents actually put you in the attic to sleep at night. And he goes, yeah, I had to stay there to let me out in the morning. But the kid graduated. He was class valedictorian. And he's like, I have crazy Chinese parents. What can I do? And to this day, he's a very successful person, and it's just insane the way this mother's raising her children. I'm not a parent myself, but you know what? My parents should have raised me this way because I might not be where I am today, you know?
What about it? Who thinks? I mean, there's an interesting reality. There's somebody who, like, what are you saying? Who was that?
Maria. I think I mentioned this to you off the air last week. I actually read this article on the way to Hong Kong, sitting next to
you did tell me that. Yep.
A Chinese woman.
Yeah.
And I said, let's both read it at the same time and then talk about it. And we did. And she said she didn't agree with anything in there. And then when I asked her about her children, one was a pediatric neurologist who graduated from Harvard and the other one from Stanford.
Yeah. Nice.
And I just kind of chuckled. I'm like, okay, well, something in here must make sense to you.
Do you feel you're the stricter of the two parents in your home, Maria?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Roberta, what about you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I remember when Elena was growing up, and even Victoria, they would say to their friends, you know, when my mother says something, you better listen because she means it.
Richie, you or Janet, who's the...
When it comes to homework, Janet does a good job of staying on Sean, really good. But in general, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Here's an excellent piece. David Brooks.
Yeah.
To practice in a piece of music for 4 hours requires focused attention, but is nowhere near as cognitively demanding as a sleepover with a bunch of 14-year-old girls.
There we go. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
The chaos in Egypt is Mubarak on his way out. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Unrest, violence, massive anti-government demonstrations in Egypt, and it appears protesters may get what they want, an end to the regime of President Hosni Mubarak, who has held that post for 3 decades. There is a report that the Mubarak government's number one goal now is an orderly transition of power. About 100 people have been killed in several days of demonstrations aimed at toppling the 81-year-old president. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made the rounds on the Sunday TV talk shows yesterday as she continues to walk a tightrope with comments designed to avoid alienating anybody. She did say on CNN's State of the Union that the U.S. has an important interest in Egypt.
Egypt has been a partner of the United States over the last 30 years, has been instrumental in keeping the peace in the Middle East between Egypt and Israel.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department is warning against traveling to Egypt at this time, and State Department spokesperson Janice Jacobs says taking care of the Americans in Egypt is their first concern right now.
We understand the frustrations with not being able to get through either by email or by phone. We, as you can imagine, are getting hundreds and hundreds of inquiries.
Jacobs went on to say evacuation flights out of Egypt to safe haven locations in Europe will begin today. Reaction to all that's happening from Egyptian-born Americans, a rally was held outside the Egyptian mission to the United Nations in New York City over the weekend. Here's some of what was said by those who attended the rally.
Definitely liberating. We've been under oppression for so many years.
This is an oppressive regime and they have to go. And the U.S. need to stop supporting them.
Mubarak is not our president. We did not elect Mubarak.
Mubarak, you must go!
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Quiet midweek trails, smooth groomed patch powder, and maybe a midweek storm once again for a big part of the country. We'll keep taking it as the good patch powder snow is what we find pretty much each and every day. Just what Bruce was finding in the Berkshires of Massachusetts at Chimney Peak.
Trails are powdery and white at Chimney Peak in the Berkshires. They groomed the double black diamond Jericho just like a steepest bowling alley you've ever seen in your life. And there's plenty of snow at Hot Wheel Glade for the kids. Enjoying it at Chimney Peak, I'm Bruce Whitney.
In New Hampshire, Mount Sunapee now up over 60 runs with good packed powder snow. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania, they picked up a foot of snow in the last 5 to 6 days. Over 40 runs riding strong at Seven Springs. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina with 20 runs on good patch powder. Out to Utah, where Deer Valley continues to ride with nearly every trail and over 90 runs. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, they just keep getting the powder. 116 trails open at Jackson Hole. Heavenly checks out the fresh powder as well on over 4,800 acres. More details are at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, investors will be watching events in Egypt nervously this week for fear the unrest will spread to oil-exporting nations in the Middle East. That fear sent the Dow into a 166-point tailspin last Friday, finishing the week at 11,824. Crude oil prices on Friday way up, jumping $3.70 a barrel to $89.34. The FDA issuing an expanded recall of a candy with a strange name, Toxic Waste, a candy made by a company called Nuclear Sludge, containing, according to officials, unacceptably high levels of lead. Nuclear Sludge Toxic Waste candy is made in Pakistan and is imported by Candy Dynamics of Indianapolis, Indiana, which has agreed to a voluntary recall. Business at the box office over the weekend.
You can only defeat it when you believe in it.
Anthony Hopkins, whispering his way through another movie in which he always seems to play either an eccentric billionaire or disturbed maniac. The Right, with $15 million in its debut, good enough for number one this weekend. And finally, it is award season, all right. Last night, the SAG Awards in L.A. SAG stands for Screen Actors Guild, honoring the best performances in movies and TV. Among the big winners, Colin Firth for The King's Speech and Natalie Portman for Black Swan, both of whom should win Oscars next month. The King's Speech took home the trophy for ensemble acting in a motion picture. Boardwalk Empire and Modern Family received the awards for ensemble acting in TV, but for many of us, the night belonged to two acting veterans. 89-year-old Betty White snagging the award for female actor in a comedy series for her work in the sitcom Hot in Cleveland.
Cannot believe this. And they had to get the old broad up those stairs, and that's not easy.
She was great as always. And how about that Ernest Borgnine, honored with the Life Achievement Award at the age of 94?
They already gave me an Oscar once, and to receive a thing like this again is beyond comprehension sometimes, because you say to yourself, am I really worth it?
Borgnine referring to his Oscar years ago for the title role in Marty. And yes, Ernie, you are worth it. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.